Welcome, welcome. Hi, my name is Paul Nichols, your host. You're listening to It's Your Money, the financial podcast that was designed to pull back the curtain on the financial services industry and expose the truth about money and investing. I hope this finds you well. Hope you're having a great day. My daughter just gave me kind of a hard time. She goes, you know, you say that an awful lot. I hope this finds you well. And I said, well, I like that. My mother, I remember I was in the military, in the Navy, out to sea, and I got a letter from her, and the beginning phrase was, I hope this finds you well. And it's stuck in my mind ever since then, so I use it quite often. I hope this does find you well. It's, I think, a wonderful greeting. Anyway, why am I here today? I am here today to do some coaching, to follow up on a series that we've been pursuing here for several weeks now that is in the genre or the area or the overall arena of kind of getting your affairs in order as it relates to planning for retirement or whatever. So I want to kind of take it a step further. As a refresher, we talked about a number of different things from needs versus wants, 30-day challenge, three types of money. I talked about savings as a bill, Roth over IRA, seed versus the harvest. Talked about the rule of 72 last week. I believe it was last week, maybe the week before. No, yeah, the week before. And last week we talked about asset classes versus sectors. Now, today what I'd like to share with you is some information that I believe will enrich your life, and it kind of ties a lot of these things together. You know, one of the things I've noticed as a president of a registered investment advisory firm, I've talked to literally thousands of people and do classes on a regular basis at different universities, etc. We're very much into coaching and teaching. And one of the things I have noticed when I actually sit down with people when they come through our office and they start to learn about finance, whether they be younger folks or predominantly people 50 and above, which is the mainstay of my practice, what I notice is that most people have gone through kind of a smorgasbord of investing in their life. And what I mean by that is, you know, maybe in their 20s, they picked up a mutual fund or a bond or a limited partnership or a gas lease or who knows whatever. And later on, they might have picked up an annuity or, a whole array of different types of products. And a lot of times there's never really any rhyme and reason to all these different things, but they do have a common thread in that generally the person selling this or educating them at that point, it says, yeah, well, it's you can use it later for retirement. No one really, that I found, and this is why we specialize in this really, no one really focuses on the whole picture in the end game. They just talk about certain products. I liken it to, although Tiger Woods isn't the best analogy after Pebble Beach, but last week, but Tiger Woods, everyone knows him as a accomplished golfer. If you had your options, would you rather have Tiger Woods' swing or Tiger Woods' clubs? Now, most people would say, well, the swing, if I had the swing, I could probably get all the clubs I want. And that would be true. But the financial industry, unfortunately, and estate planning, law, accounting, all of it, it kind of focuses on products, more like a better club. You know, they want to take you to the club rack rather than teach you the techniques of the swing. And so what happens is a lot of people accrue a lot of clubs, if you will, through the years, products, a smorgasbord, different things that should serve them well. But it's not really laid out in a very clear, concise plan that has trigger points and so on and so forth. And so I want to, with that general thought of a smorgasbord picture in your mind, I want to share a thought with you that may help many of you. I hope it will. It certainly has helped me as it relates to planning overall. And that is, you know, we've talked about the end game. If you've heard me talk a lot about that, I'm surprised more people in this industry don't talk about the end game, but really specifically, what is your end game? But one of the things that I think screws people up, if you will, or detours them, derails them, as it relates to this whole idea of retirement planning as they go down this smorgasbord path through their life, is that no one really asks them, what's your number? Now, I've been saying this for years, what's your number? And it's become kind of an advertising slogan nowadays with a couple of outfits on TV talk about what's your number and, you know, for retirement. They're talking about an overall balance, I think, you know, X amount of dollars. And that's not really what I'm talking about, although that is ultimately the end. But my question when I say what's your number is, what yield, another word for that if you're a novice in investing, what return, what interest rate, what growth should you expect in your portfolio, in your life savings, in your different areas, 401ks, IRAs, personal accounts, and so on and so forth? What yield, percentage-wise, return do you need to get annually? What's your number? What's your yield, percentage return annually to not run out of a money, to not run out of a money? Sound like I'm an immigrant there. To not run out of money by the time you're 100 years old. Now, why is that so important? Well, I think it's absolutely vital. It's not so much what's your number at the end, that's important, but what yield do you need to get annually through different vehicles and investments, some fixed, some volatile? What yield do you need to get to that number? And I think that's more important, and the education that needs to take place as a result of that. And I'll give you two scenarios. What's your number? Let's look at one scenario. Here's a couple. They have been married for 40 years, and they've never had any children. They've both been white-collar type people. They've put away a rather substantial amount of money. They have paid off certain things. They've been good stewards of their money, and they've invested in their 401ks, and so on and so forth. So they've got a good-sized nest egg. Well, once we figure out what they need to live on, needs versus wants, I'm not going to get into all that right now. You can go back and listen to previous podcasts to get enlightened in that area. But once we know what the number is that they want to retire on, and they've got a good-sized nest egg, we may find that their number, what's their annual yield, just needs to be 3 or 4% to keep up with inflation. Now, what's interesting is this couple may be a couple that's really adverse to the market. They don't like risk. They don't like the volatility. That bothers them. They lose sleep over that, or not that they lose sleep, but, you know, I mean, it crosses their mind every so often. And they've got their money in the market in a long-term to aggressive account trying to get 8, 9, 10% net of fees when all they need is 3. So what happens is, in this couple's example, they've never really figured out what their number is, and they may be putting their money at a higher level of risk than they need to get that yield. Now, that's not to say they should pull it out of the market. I'm not talking about products in the end result. Let's talk conceptually about the idea of what's your number. Then you can go out, begin with the end in mind, and work backwards. In another scenario, so we have one scenario where we have a couple that's got their money in the market, aggressively invested, and they're not totally comfortable with that, but they feel like they need to do that because no one's ever really addressed what their number is, their end game, etc. Another scenario, a couple again, perhaps they've had a few children, perhaps they've had a couple marriages, whatever, you know, there's been drains on their life savings through the years, whatever their scenario is, and they have all their money in CDs or in a fixed annuity or in a fixed type of account getting a relatively low yield, a low return, which is barely keeping up with inflation at current interest rates, but over the long haul, 2, 3%. And you ask them what's their number, and you look at their nest egg, and there's no question, based on lifestyle situations, choices, earning power, etc., life happens, okay? Life happens. The only people I know that are truly happy are people that I don't know well, okay? Life happens. They end up in a situation where they have a smaller nest egg. They may have a higher need or the same need as the other couple, but as a result of not having a large nest egg put away, they cannot afford to haphazardly keep their money in a fixed interest rate environment when they need a yield of 7 or 8 or 9%. So why is it so important to understand what your number is? Because again, ladies and gentlemen, it goes back to some of the rants and the things that I've talked about in the last couple months. Ask empowering questions. Ask how can I? How can we? Start to figure out what the end game. Quit focusing on just yields and product features and benefits of products. I mean, that's what salespeople do. Let's focus on the end game and work backwards and try to figure out, understanding some concepts and some common sense, how is it, now that we've defined our end game, we work back and start to work toward it. Begin with the end in mind. Don't become a smorgasbord investor, just someone who haphazardly walks along and picks up this and picks up that because it sounds like a good story. You should have a big picture plan of exactly what's going on. And I'll tell you, I'm going to step out here for a moment, if I may, make a bold and strong statement. It's an absolute truism, and that is this. If you have multiple advisors, you got a problem because the right hand doesn't know what the left hand's doing. In fact, I'll tell you this. It is a rare client that we'll take on that has multiple advisors. In fact, I can't think of any, for that matter. In fact, we've actually asked clients to leave and go find someone else if they had multiple advisors. And that's because the left doesn't know what the right's doing. And until someone understands the whole picture of your situation, how can they help you? And if you're the type of person that's trying to play left against right, you're just hurting yourself. You need to go out and understand the end game, have some basic understanding. You don't need to know everything, just a few right things. You need to understand the 20 must answer questions that we talk about as it relates to the market. And many of the other things that I've just kind of alluded to in previous podcasts, your needs versus your wants, 30-day challenge, IRA, seed versus the harvest as it relates to taxes. And some of these things, it's not about going and getting a better driver or getting a better putter or getting a better pitching wedge or sand wedge or whatever, ladies and gentlemen, or a fancy bag or a golf cart, okay? It's about getting a few lessons, amen, okay? In fact, I took up golf last year and joined a league with a local friend of mine who happens to be a previous athlete, a very good athlete, well-known in the area, and we were the worst team last year. We were like 0-17. We're both big dudes. I mean, we'd be great with a ball in our hand, you know, but when it comes to a little golf ball and a club, we've had to learn the hard way, and luckily we're on a golf league with a lot of older gentlemen who are very patient and compassionate, so we haven't been heckled too much and beat up too much, but I am determined. I've been doing wax on, wax off routines the last few months because I'm determined not to be the last guy next year. You know, it's funny, you see these guys that'll go drop $2,000 on a fancy club set when they should probably drop a couple $100 on the club set and a couple grand on lessons. You know what I mean? Sometimes we get the cart before the horse. But anyway, what's your number, ladies and gentlemen? What's your number? What is your number? And then how do we need to earmark your different assets to accomplish that? Well, that's a little coaching for you today. Made it brief here. This is Paul Nichols, the investor coach, pulling back the curtain on the financial services industry and exposing the truth about money and investing. You don't need to know everything, just a few right things. That's why it's important to have an investor coach. You know, let's focus on coaching, not products. We believe education leads to clarity. Clarity leads to confidence, and confidence can manifest itself in peace of mind over your investments. Yes, the elusive peace of mind can be had, ladies and gentlemen. With that, Paul Nichols signing off. Have a great day. Hey, check out our website, Financial Abundance, Inc. And if you're on Facebook, go to Facebook and like Financial Abundance. We would really appreciate that. I hope this finds you well. Hope you have a super-duper day. We'll talk to you next time. Paul Nichols signing off.